Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing Guidance Show. I'm your host, Katherine Hahn, and I am coming to you live from Grafton, Wisconsin, and it is a beautiful day today. And I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. For those of you who are new to me, my name is Katherine Hahn, and I am an angelic healer, spiritual teacher and coach, and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. And I am just excited about this week. Last week we had 11-11, a day of manifesting, as well as a full moon. So this week is going to be a continuation in a way, of last week. When it comes to manifesting, we're still in that energy of being able to manifest those things that we truly desire. Excuse me. And so when it comes to this week's energy of the week, we have Archangels Raziel, we have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us. And this week, when it comes to this energy of manifesting that we're in, they're also wanting us to really be in that energy of gratitude. We have in the States Thanksgiving coming up soon. And with that, we're always grateful for those things that we have. And so, this week is going to be great to start that process of really thinking about what it is that we're truly grateful for. But, when we are grateful for those things that we have in our lives, the people that we have in our lives, it's really important to feel that energy, to really feel that energy of gratitude. Just like when we feel into love, love and gratitude have a very similar energy. And so, when we are thinking about things that we are grateful for, to really feel into that energy, not just to write it, not just to say it, but to really feel into it. So a quick way of being able to feel into that energy is to put your hands on your heart, because when we do that, our minds will go there. Our mind will go to wherever we're touching. And so it'll get us in that heart space so that we can really then think about those things that we have in our lives, like our family, our children, our spouses, our friends, to really feel into that energy of gratitude. So, as we do that, our mind starts to shift, our mindset starts to shift, and our hearts really are able to shift us in that higher vibration, in that the readiness of manifesting, when we are grateful for and truly grateful for those things that we have, we are telling the universe, we're telling the divine that we want more of it. We really want it to, expand and to have the divine give us more of what it is that we're grateful for. And so, and I encourage everyone to do some of this work. So, to first, write it down on a piece of paper, in your journals, especially when you first get up in the morning, to write down maybe, a few things. I like to write down 5 things that I'm grateful for, and then to go back into it, whatever it is that you wrote, and really feeling into that energy. And also what may help is to write down what it is that you're grateful for, but also why. Why are you grateful for those things that you wrote down? You know, why are you grateful for your family? Why are you grateful for your friends? And so it's going to be important for us to do that, because as we do that, we're going to be more mindful of how it is that we need to feel to be in alignment, so that we can really manifest those things that we want to come into our lives. And also, as we do that work, it's going to help us to even be grateful for ourselves. So, you know, that's another thing that we need to really focus on this week, is to be grateful for our gifts, grateful for who we truly are, grateful for what it is that we do for others. Because as we do that work, we get more of the new energies to get rid of the old. The old fall away as we really shift our minds into this grateful mindset. And it gets us to be more positive. It gets us to feel into this energy of love and truly loving ourselves. And, you know, when we are grateful for ourselves, just like we are grateful for other people, it really helps us to really love ourselves for who we are. It helps us to deepen that connection of ourselves, and helps us when it comes to self-care, realizing that we do need to take care of ourselves so that we could continue to help other people. And then to really help us to, you know, see our life in a new way. It really changes the perspective on how we're meant to see experiences and opportunities and challenges that come our way, that, you know, is more loving, that is in alignment to the lessons that we need to learn from those things that we have been through. So, and being in this mind of gratefulness and loving ourselves. And as we do that, and as we love the gifts that we have, it expands and it helps us to understand our next steps. It helps us to know what it is that we really need to do in order to step into our purpose, to step into who we truly are. And so, and I want to encourage all of you to do that. And I would love to speak with you. I would love to talk to you about this energy of gratitude and what it is that you're doing when it comes to being grateful. What are you being grateful for? So if you'd love to chat with me, be sure to call me at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. Also, you can join us in chat. So if you'd like to ask a question through our Facebook group, you can go to psychictalk.net slash live, and there's a link to go into our Facebook group so that you could see the simulcast that we have. I am not on camera today, but there's a specific reason for that, and it has to do with our topic today. So, you know, be sure to join us there. You can ask your questions there if you feel more comfortable, or you can give me a call. And be sure to join us and ask those questions, you know, if you'd like some guidance. If you also want to share the energy of this week or share the energy that you felt last week, to be sure to join us on our Facebook group. All right. So that is one part of the energy of this week. Now, we have another part that's coming in. So as we are you know, in this mode of gratitude and just changing the perspective of how we are to see ourselves and to see the gifts that we have, we're also going to be thrown some challenges along the way. Excuse me. So it may not be challenges that you may see. So, you know, I'd like to say opportunities that come our way, because it can be a challenge. Some people don't see it as a challenge, but, you know, so whether it's an experience that comes your way or an opportunity, it's going to come your way to help you to take the lessons that we learn about gratitude and take those things that we learned about ourselves when it comes to our gifts, and it's going to present themselves later this week. So whether it's with relationships, and a lot of it is going to be about communication, and that's why Archangel Gabriel steps in, because it's going to be about speaking our truth, about really sharing what it is that's within our hearts, that's within, that we really need to bring out to other people. And this is not, what I mean by this is not that, you know, you should just kind of spill out everything that comes out, but sharing those things with love, with gratitude for these other people that we're sharing this with, but also sharing the lessons behind it. So you're going to also be, you know, being that teacher that you're meant to be and being that healer that you're meant to be. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, something that we, you know, and also when these opportunities come, it may be that you know, if there is a breakdown in communication, there's going to be some triggers that come, that, you know, come our way. But if we truly explain from our hearts what it is that you're trying to say and really bring that out, they're going to be able to understand. They're going to be able to really take in those lessons, take in what it is that you're trying to tell them, so that you can both be in, you know, this alignment, so that the other person, the person receiving, can really understand. And so that's also another part of what's going to be coming in for this week. But also, one last part. So this month is about our gifts, but also I had mentioned, you know, early on this month that we will be taking some action on those things that we're meant to do, our next steps. And so it's going to be important for us to really listen to what it is that's coming in. And so Archangel Uriel steps in for us. And now he's showing us that we're really meant to do those things that, you know, have come to us in the last few months when it comes to what it is that we're meant to create. And it's going to be about taking action on those things. Now, you know, there are going to be some fears that do come in with this, because, you know, we are being asked to step out of our comfort zone. So whenever we do that, there's fears that come in, there's doubts that come in that, you know, really affect our solar plexus. And so it's going to be important for us to tune in with Archangel Uriel and ask him to really help us through this. And, you know, a lot of it is also that, you know, these fears may come in as well because we don't know what it is that those next steps are. We don't know the details of the next steps. We're being, you know, asked to really step out of our comfort zones, you know, and to trust and believe that it's for our highest good and it's for our growth. And so we really need to trust and believe that when we do step out of our comfort zone, all the details will come, all those, all the gifts that we're meant for are going to come, all of the knowledge is going to be shown to us, and what it is that we need to see and hear and feel are going to come as we take that step and as we trust and as we have that faith that the divine is always going to support us and guide us through it. And so it's going to be important for us to really take those action steps. And, you know, whenever it comes to the energy of the week, I always go through it during the weekend. So right before I have to share it is when they show me and when they have me go through the energy before I do end up sharing it. So, you know, what happened actually yesterday was that, you know, they showed me my next step, or they showed me, well, a couple weeks ago, they showed me what it is that I need to do, the bigger picture that I needed to see in my journey and what it is my purpose is. And so one of the things that I'm being drawn to is to write a book. And so yesterday, they stepped forward, and they were telling me, the angels were telling me, it's time to start writing your book. It's time to start. And I had all of these different fears and doubts that came in because I didn't know where to start. I've never done something like this before. And I just kind of sat there for a while with my iPad, you know, ready to write, but I didn't know where to start. But, you know, the angels were like, you need to just trust. Just start writing. Start writing those things that just come. It doesn't matter what it looks like at this point. It doesn't matter how it sounds. But to really trust and just start. Just to take that action. And as I started writing, it just started flowing. And it felt good. To write those things. And so, you know, that is part of that energy that we're in this week, to take those action steps. When opportunities come your way, those are your next steps. They're signs from the divine telling you that this is what you are meant to do, that this is what it is that they want you to do in order for you to move forward. And to trust that the divine always has your back, that the universe always is supporting you for your highest good. And when you do step out of your comfort zone, when you do start to do those things that are not comfortable for you, they're going to be there to help you. They're going to be there to help you with those fears that come in. And you know, when you do step out of your comfort zone and you start doing those things that you're meant to do, you feel this new energy that comes in. You feel, you know, so much in alignment. It feels good. It feels exciting. And that's because you're doing those things that you're meant to do. You're doing those things that you're being shown to do. And so, you know, that is, you know, what our energy is going to be this week. That is what the divine is showing us for this week and what it is that we're meant to do. So if you'd like to talk to me about what it is that you're seeing and what it is that you're feeling, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be on air with me. And, you know, if you'd like some guidance, you know, I'm free to do that as well with you. Or if you'd like to talk about the topic today, you know, I'd love to talk to you about that as well. And, you know, don't forget, if you are in our Psychic Talk group, to be sure to tune in there with us, and you can chat there with us as well, and I will see your chats so I can answer those questions there. All right, so before we move on, at the beginning, I had mentioned that I am not on camera today, and I did that specifically because of our topic. So our topic is on clairsentience as well as claircognizance. And so we're going to have a little bit of a there's some suggestions. I will have some tips and a lesson. You know, if you are clairsentient, if you're a claircognizant, I would love to hear what it is that you've felt and what it is that you knew coming, you know, when it comes to your gifts and how you are using them. I would love to hear that. So be sure to give me a call and let me know how it is that you're using your gifts. So before I do go into the topic, I do want to take a few calls. So let's see here. We have area code 678. Hello, caller. Where are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So how can I help you today?
I was just calling to see if you can tell me, like, what the rest of this year holds for me as far as my finances.
Okay. So I actually have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And what they're showing me is you have a lot of great things ahead of you. I do see a lot of new energies that are coming in. And have you been doing a lot of healing recently?
Yes, I have.
Okay, awesome, because I can feel that. So you have this new energy coming in, and you're actually ready to really manifest those things that you truly want. But what Archangel Raphael is showing me is to dream even bigger, you know, to really manifest in a huge way. You know, what I do see is there are some limiting beliefs and some fears that will come in with that, but that's totally normal because, you know, whenever we, you know, dream big, whenever we, you know, and even are asked to step out of our comfort zones, we get those fears that come in. So, you know, those are totally normal. But working with Archangel Raphael, he's going to be able to show you that, you know, you have that power within you. And Archangel Shamuel will also be able to help you with that as well. That power that you have to be able to do anything that you truly want. And so when you dream bigger, when you are able to let go of those limiting beliefs and the ego that comes in that tells you that you can't do something or you're not good enough in some way, to, you know, be able to set that aside and say, no, this is what I can do. I know I can do it. And when you do that, when you start doing that, everything else falls into place. When it comes to finances, you know, you'll be able to receive that abundance that you're meant for, as well as when it comes to relationships. All of those different things in your life will really fall into place and really be in alignment to who you are as you really dream that dream, you know, dream big. Do those things that are, you know, out of your comfort zones, because, you know, whenever it comes to our next steps and those opportunities that come that you don't feel it has to do with your next step, it actually does. You know, it has to do with that purpose that you're reaching for and what it is that you're trying to manifest. And so, you know, have there been different opportunities that have been coming for you when it comes to job?
You said when it comes to job?
Yes. So anything that's come in for you that any experiences or opportunities that have kind of presented itself recently?
No, not at the moment. I'm just I'm in home care right at this moment. and nothing else has presented itself just yet.
How about when it comes to your thoughts and what ideas that have come in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have a few thoughts and ideas that have came into my mind.
Okay, and have they been coming in since you've been doing this healing?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Because those are meant for you. Those are from the divine showing you what it is that you need to do next. And so this week it's going to be, very important for you to take some action on it. So, what I see is, as you take action, as you, continue to do the healing work around the fears, you'll be able to feel much better when it comes to the energy and to know that it is in alignment to who you are meant to be. So, first to really dream, much bigger, don't be afraid to dream bigger. And, last week we had 11-11, but we're still in that energy this week. So, to really dream big, what is it that you truly want? What is it that you're passionate about when it comes to all areas of your life? And not to let ego come in and stand in the way of you being able to dream big. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And in my love life, I had someone that that I had dated for 5 years that, trying to come back like as a friend or whatever. But then it's like a new guy that also wanted to enter. I know of this guy. I've never been in a relationship with him. Just, I've known him for maybe a year, and he asked me out on a date. So I just kind of, wanted to see what did you see for those relationships.
Well, I know that you can feel. I know that you can. So I want you to really feel into the energy of both of them. How does it feel whenever you think about this new relationship? And how does it feel when it comes to the old relationship? And, and also Archangel Raphael is there to help you when it comes to that. So, to really feel into that, and you have that that gift. And it's funny because we're going to be talking about that today, clairascension. But you have that gift, and I know that you can do this. So really feel into that energy, into the energy of these two people and see what it is that it feels like. And also to pay attention to those other things that come in too when it comes to knowing as well as being able to hear the messages that are coming in for you from the divine. So really trust in yourself when it comes to these two relationships and what direction it is that you really want to go.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a few other colors. So caller area code 551. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tasha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Tasha. How are you?
I'm well.
So how can I help you today?
My question is I don't know if you do any messages or if anybody is trying to send any negative things or positive things my way, are you able to see that?
Well, you know, whenever it comes to people, you know, negativity from people that's at you, it's actually not, it doesn't quite work that way. So what it is if you are, you know, communicating with someone and you're feeling into the energy of them, yes, you a lot, and if you're talking to them and there's some things that are coming up, a lot of it is, you know, it's triggering us. If there's some frustrations, mm-hmm. if there's some anger that comes in, it's actually something that we need to work on within ourselves. We have those triggers.
What I'm saying is more so if, you know, you're asleep and you're trying to wake up, but you're held down kind of situation.
Okay, so, like, yes. And even in that case, there are some things that are kind of holding you back. So that's something that, okay. you know, and I want to encourage you to do this. And Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Gabriel, are stepping forward for you. Archangel Shamuel. And they're stepping mm-hmm. forward because there are some things from your past that is kind of holding you back. And what you're feeling is that it's being brought up into the surface. And that's why physically you may feel that. You may feel that weight that that comes in that holds you from being able to wake up in the morning. So, you know, as you are laying there, I want you to call on Archangel Raphael to help you to understand why it is that you're feeling this way. What is it about the energy that's coming in and also your thoughts and what it is that you dreamt of too that's coming in that you need to work on. And so it does have to do with some past things that are being brought up to the surface because they really want you to be able to do those things that you're meant to do. You know, this month is about our gifts. And you have this gift that is being brought to you, and they want you to recognize that. They want you to see it. And so, you know, to call on Archangel Raphael and then see what it is that you feel. You know, is it a feeling? Is it a knowing? Is it a hearing? I want you to recognize those things that come in. And mm-hmm. those are going to be your main gifts that you see, the main clairs that we talk about.
Oh, yeah, I have
that. So I want you to, yes, so, you know, they really want you to pay attention to that and to help, then they want to help you to grow that, to expand that. So, you know, call on the angels and they'll help you. Also, I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward in a big way because it has to do about your power. Knowing that when you are feeling that way, when you are feeling that, you know, whether it's unmotivated or that you can't really do something, to know that you have that power within you. And so Archangel Shamuel is there to show you that and to show you that it's really important for you to love yourself fully, you know, in a huge way. To have that strong foundation, and that will all help you when it comes to your next steps and your purpose. So, you know, I hope that helps.
That's it. Do you see me moving in the midst of this?
Not at this moment. So, you know, and same with the situation too, to work with Archangel Raphael, because there are some, you know, that the past things that are coming in, those things that are coming in your mind, and also subconsciously from your past, to work on those things. And as you do, all of that will release, and then you'll really have that clarity on what it is that you need to do next, even when it comes to moving.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So let's take our next caller. Actually, before I, you know what, I will go ahead and take this next caller. So area code 267. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Donna, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I was wondering, do you see me moving in with someone or someone moving in with me very soon? I was in a relationship a while ago, and we had about 2 years time, and we're kind of he's moving back, but it's unsure if he's moving with me or if I'm moving with him. There should be an answer soon, but I'm just not sure.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. So Archangel Raphael is showing me that there are some things that need to be worked on when it comes to healing for yourself. And so it's going to be important for you to do this before you do have anyone, you know, move in with you. And it also has to do with communication. And so that's why Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward as well, because it ties together. When you do this healing, it has to do with just communicating who you are and being able to share those things that are within you, even with anyone else that you, share a place with, and to really help you to understand more of who you are as you do this healing. Because then it's going to be able to show you more of those next steps and even who it is that you really want to share your space with. Because you've done this before. You've had someone live with you before, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. Not only my husband, which we split up on, but, my grown kids, that it's a little bit challenging. But my one son that lives with me now is very, very helpful to me. And it's that seems like it's going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah, and when it comes to this person that you're wanting in your space, are you really able to share what it is that's within you? Really be able to be open? Go ahead.
Yes, we've talked about that. That's what the couple of years have been. We had no communication because we've been away from each other, and it seems right as far as we both like to do the same things, and I'm here just going to work and working hard, and the same with him. We've both been through a lot, and I'm looking at it as a way of like being together and being able to go out and do them things that we used to do, and it being more of a help than a stressful situation.
Well, what I see is, and what they're showing me is, there's going to be, if you don't do this healing when it comes to communication and those things that's happened from their past, it's a lot of this is going to be coming back. And that's what I'm trying to get at when it comes to communication. So it's great that you have the same likes and you have a lot of things that, you're able to work out. But it's really about how it is that you're able to communicate with this person. if you're going to be able to be completely open with this person and be able to communicate in a way that they can really listen and that they could really hear what it is that you're saying. Because if you don't have that, there's going to be a breakdown. There's going to be a lot of tension. There's going to be a lot of misalignment, you know, if you're not able to do that. So what, you know, Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael wants to show you is a lot about your power when it comes to communicating, when it comes to what it is that, you know, you're truly meant to say with that's within your heart. So, you know, I want you to really do some work with Archangel Raphael in doing this healing work and to write down those things that really come in when you ask him to step forward. And as you do that, you're going to see some of the patterns that you do need to heal from and to release, so that, you know, when you do have someone come into your space, that things can move smoothly for both of you.
Right. And I'm feeling that I can do that. Like, you know, the communication. I was just wondering if you saw, like, if you saw that coming, or.
Well, I had just shared with you all the things that the divine has been showing me when it comes to the situations. And so, you know, it's really up to you, of course, on, you know, how you move forward. But, you know, this is something that they wanted me to share with you about that. All right.
Okay.
So, well, I hope you have a wonderful week. You are very welcome.
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So let's move on. Actually, you know what? Before we do move on, area code 916. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
I really appreciate it. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Sacramento, California. My name is Ray.
Hello, Ray. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I think I'm a first-time listener here and first-time caller. I was wondering if you can help me with my career. I don't know if that's your expertise. I'm just frustrated. I don't know what's going to happen. I've been unemployed for the last 10 months, and I have no guidance.
Okay. I think you do have that guidance, but you're not quite realizing it. I have Archangel Raphael showing up for you, as well as Archangel Uriel. So what they are showing me is that you have this, you have the power within you. And, you know, so to really understand that power first, and then to really, and we're in this energy of manifesting, and they want you to really dream big. Can you hear me? I have a lot of background noise. Okay, great.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. So, you know, they really want you to dream big and not have ego step in saying that you're not good enough in some way or that you can't do it because you don't have the skills to do it, but to know that whatever you are truly passionate about, it is meant for you to do. So, you know, I want to encourage you to work with Archangel Raphael and he's going to show you what it is that you really are passionate about. So have you been thinking about that? Like, have you been thinking about what it is that you really want to do?
Yeah, definitely. I've been applying to a lot of places in my career and I've just grown frustrated because I've been rejected, and it just feels like I've run out of options. That's like, I don't know where to go from here now.
Okay. So you said within your career. So I want you to start thinking outside of the box. So what are some other things that you are passionate about that you're not doing right now, or you haven't been doing recently?
So I'm in the communications field. I do run my own podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, but I also do PR. So I don't know, just been, I've been unemployed for the last 10 months. I haven't really been doing, much other than mm-hmm. just trying to stay active.
Mm-hmm. And is your passion still on communicating and PR?
Yes.
Okay. What, and is there anything else that you haven't really thought of in a while that you are passionate about? And it's like going back to even like thinking about when you were younger, you know, what it is that you really wanted to do when it came to helping others and being able to do a big thing.
Well, I mean, I'm into politics. I always like spearheading movements. I mean, but I've been trying to get into that as well. I've just had no luck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do some digging with the angels. And I know this may sound weird, but, you know, when you do you meditate right now?
Do I meditate?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Okay. So I want to encourage you to start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, just sitting, you know, it doesn't have to be for a long period of time. So whether it's before the day starts or after, you know, to take some time to be in this space of just being still, closing your eyes, sitting comfortably, and then placing your hands on your heart. And as you do that, your mind is going to go to your heart space. And so, you know,
okay.
I want you to do that and then create a space that is very calming for you. So whether it's a body of water, a sunset, anything in nature that's very calming for you, and place that in your space. So, you know,
okay.
First it's going to be a space that's empty, and then to place a space that's very calming for you. And then, you know, when you, once you do that, to ask for the angels to step forward for you. So ask for Archangel Raphael and Archangel Uriel. And as they
okay.
do that, to ask them what it is that you really want to know. So what is it that you need to see? What is it that you need to know when it comes to career, when it comes to job, and to, you know, kind of sit there for a little bit and really listen for those things that come in, you know, through
okay.
your mind and through your heart. And as you do that work, you're going to be able to start seeing what it is, you know, that you need to know.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. And we are already at more than halfway done here. So before we move on, I'm actually going to do some announcements, and then we're going to talk briefly about today's topic. We have coming up on Friday, the 22nd, the doctors are in, and they're going to be talking about archetypes. So be sure to tune in with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they'll be talking about what can archetypes do. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, there is Psychic Saturday. So hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be back, and they will be talking about surviving the holidays stress-free. So be sure to tune in with them. Awesome. All right. So, you know, I wanted to briefly, before going back on some calls, I do have a few other calls that I do want to get to. But before I do, I do want to mention about clairsentience and claircognizance briefly, and we'll probably talk about more about this next week as well. But, you know, when it comes to clairsentience is our clear feeling, and it's, you know, being able to just have, you know, and when it comes to clear feeling, it's, you know, a lot of times if you hear yourself saying, I just felt like I had to do this, that is your clear feeling. That's your clairsentience that's working. Also, when it comes to claircognizance, you know, that's clear knowing. And so if you, you know, hear yourself saying that, you know, I just knew, you know, I just knew I had to do this, or I just knew I had to go here, or I just knew that I had to call someone, that is your claircognizance that's working. And so, you know, we all have these clairs that we need to realize and recognize. And so, you know, I wanted to bring these two specific ones first, because that's actually one of the first gifts that I had, that I, my main gifts, since I was little. So, you know, I was able to really feel into people's energies and feel, you know, their sadness. And, you know, that's another thing where if you are feeling sad, if you're feeling other people's sadness, if you know that they seem very, and they sense, you sense the sadness around certain people, you know, that is your clairsentience working. That is your clear feeling, you know, working. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to really tap into that. And when it comes to our clairs as well, it's brief and it's really fast when it comes in, because, you know, and we have to really trust what it is that we're feeling, what it is that that's coming in, because if we think too long, if we stay with it too long, that's when our ego steps in and says, no, that's not really what you felt. That's not really what it is that happened. And so it's really important for us to really catch those things really quickly. And, you know, as you practice more and more of, you know, feeling into others' feelings and feeling into others' energies, that's when it does, you know, you're able to really trust and really able to then be able to communicate what it is and react to what it is that you're really feeling into when it comes to your psychic gifts. And so, you know, for myself, a lot of times, especially when I was little, I would, you know, be around people and I would just have this feeling that something was going on, that just this feeling that they weren't happy and things were happening at home. And so I would approach people and say, hi, you know, and even introduce myself sometimes. I wouldn't even know them and say, you know, I feel like you need to talk, that I feel like there's something going on with you that you'd like to share. And so, and then start asking questions about what it is that they are going through. And so that is that clear feeling that comes in. That's our gift. That is a huge gift for us. And so, you know, what I also do on my Facebook page weekly, and actually it's going on right now, I asked my page what it is that they're feeling into the energy of the week before I go on live on my page. And, you know, that's for everyone to be able to practice what it is that they're feeling when it comes to energy, what it is that they're feeling when it comes to their surroundings, what's going to happen, what it is that, you know, how it feels, if it feels happy, if it feels heavy, if it feels light. All those feelings have to do with the energy that's around us. And so, now, I want to encourage you to do that as well if you're listening. And that's also the reason why I'm not on camera today, because I want you to be able to practice with me. What is it that you're feeling when it comes to myself, as well as even what it is that is coming in as you're listening to callers, as you're listening to, and even just feeling the energy of the show. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And then when it comes to claircognizance, you know, it's the knowing, so clear knowing. And so many times, you know, I'm not a person who is very good at map, you know, reading maps and doing the whole direction thing. But when I'm able to trust in what it is that I know, this knowing that just comes in, I'm able to find my way around. It's so funny how that works. You know, if you gave me a map, I wouldn't know which way is up. But, you know, when it comes to my knowing, especially as I have been practicing more and more, you know, I take what it is that comes in right away and then able to, you know, find my way to where it is that I need to go. And then also, you know, I get these knowings where I have to, you know, call someone or I just have this knowing that, you know, someone needs me, or I have to be out of the house and be at a certain location. And so all of those things are part of your gifts. Those are a part of your knowing and your feeling, and those gifts really help us to help others, to help us in our own lives. And also that's part of our intuition as well. So, you know, when we think about intuition, you know, we think about the knowing, just kind of knowing what it is that you need to do, or feeling into certain things or certain people, and, you know, being able to then react so that you can help them, to be there for them, to listen to what it is that they need, just by just having this feeling. And so, you know, these gifts really help us to help others and to help us to really just go through life, you know, being aligned to who we truly are. And so, you know, I encourage all of us to practice that, to do that work. And so, you know, I want you to practice with others, you know, letting them know, okay, I'm going to be, you know, practicing my clairsentience. And so, you know, to have them, you know, go about their day, you know, if they're feeling different things, you know, you can have them message you, or you can call them and say, you know, I've been feeling certain things. So what do you pick up? And so, you know, having those, you know, just practicing in that way helps when it comes to clairsentience. And then also, you know, when it comes to knowing, I have this feeling that a lot of you that are listening, you know, have this knowing. And I would love to hear what it is that comes to your mind when it comes to when you've had this knowing, and whether you followed it or you didn't, and then you knew that you showed up. And so, you know, those type of things, it really helps you to go about life, to understand that it helps you to be in alignment. It helps you to know what your purpose is. And as you help others, you get more of and using your gifts and helping others. And, you know, if you keep practicing that, you have more and more practice that way, which then expands to even more of what it is that you're meant to do. And so that is just a little bit about the topic. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls. So let's see here. So we have area code. Area code 773. Hello, yes, caller.
Hi,
what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Nancy from Tulsa.
Hi, Nancy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I am just calling to see I regret a lot of times I think I follow my intuition, and I'm wondering if it's, you know, sometimes I feel that it's way off. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, when it comes to our intuition, it's always right. It's always correct.
Mm.
And so, mm-hmm. You know, so I want you to, and it's great that you're seeing that. You're recognizing your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You're recognizing what it is that you need to do. So that's a great step that you're taking. So then to really, you know, pay attention when it comes in. And if you remember how it came in before, to really look
mm-hmm.
for that, but it comes in quickly. And so that's why a lot of times we can miss it. But, you know, when it comes to the divine.
Right.
And yeah, it's very quick.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when it comes to the divine, they remind us and show us more than once. And so that we can, you know, be able to see it and catch it. So, like, if you are seeing signs, whether it's through numbers, if it's through objects like feathers and coins and things like that, to really kind of notice, and then what resonates with you with that. So, like, for instance, like if you saw a butterfly it just kind of reminds you of something, it has that that's part of your intuition and part of your knowing that's coming into play. So you know, your gifts are working there. And so, you know, have there been instances recently where you felt that, like, you had to do something, but you didn't quite know for sure?
Well, I think, you know, one of the most recent ones is that I turned down a job and I took a different job, and the job that I took didn't work out.
Okay. Okay. And so did you have this feeling of that you should have taken a different job?
Yeah, but only after it didn't work out. I feel
okay.
like I should have taken the other one.
Mm-hmm. So before you actually took that job, you said you not until after, but do you remember that feeling that you got? Whether it was like a brighter feeling or just this really like instantaneous things that saying you should have done this or you should do this instead of that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's really quick like that where you have to really feel mm-hmm. into it. But, you know, what you can do to help that is calling on the angels. They really do help mm-hmm. with that. So, you know, when it comes to decisions like job, Archangel Raphael is actually great with us. I call on him a lot whenever I have to do several different, you know, I have several different options and decisions that I have to make to ask him. So, you know, to tune in, do some meditating, and then call on him to step forward. And as you do this, to ask him, what is it that you need to see when it comes to each job? So he would help, yeah, and he'll also help you to get rid of ego, because ego, like, as soon as your intuition comes in, right after is when ego steps in and saying that you're not good enough in some way or you can't do it. And that's what really deters us from being able to listen to our intuition. And so,
okay,
you know, yeah. So, like, if you saw these jobs and that you saw that, you know, in the requirements that you didn't quite fulfill it,
mm-hmm.
then your ego steps in saying, you know, you don't have that requirement, you don't have that skill, so you can't do it. That's your ego stepping in, you know, preventing you from, you know, really doing those things that you're meant to do. And so, you know, next time I want to encourage you to, you know, call on the angels to help you with your intuition, to help you with understanding what it is that you need to do. And they will really help you to see that, to, you know, help you to see without ego stepping in, without the fears stepping in, so that you can really clearly be able to see what that choice is for you.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Awesome.
That's helpful.
All right. Well, wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's go to our next caller, area code 914. Hello, caller. Where are you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. I'm in New York, and my name is Catherine also.
What was your name?
My name is also Catherine.
Oh, well, hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today?
On your topic, I did have a feeling recently to not move forward with a work endeavor, at least timing-wise, so I did postpone it a little bit. So I was just wondering if you see that that was the course of action, if it was a time that it was right that I followed my instincts.
Yes, definitely. So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And that's awesome that you went with your intuition on that. It was, you know, spot on. You know, whenever it comes to our intuition, it is always correct. So, you know, great job on that. So keep doing that work, because as you do that, you're going to see a lot more things align to who you are because you are listening to your intuition. So now when it comes to, you know, jobs, I do see other things coming in for you. And so to work with the angels, to work with Archangel Raphael and work with Archangel Shamuel, to help you when it comes to understanding your power, understanding what it is that you're truly meant to do. And it doesn't have to do with the skills you have right now. It has to do with your passion, what it is that you're truly passionate about. So you know, to look for a job or look for things that, you know, that really lights you up, that really gets you excited about doing, and not to really pay attention to the requirements or what it is that it's your skills are, but knowing that you will be learning new skills, you will be learning new things, but you have to say yes to the opportunities that come your way. You have to say yes to those things that you see that really makes you happy, that makes you excited. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's it was right that I postponed. That was like angelic whispers, I guess you could say, telling me, you know, now is not the time for this. But not
yes,
necessarily that it won't be time for it in the future. You know, because I am looking to restart that project later on. But also you see other opportunities.
Yes. So I do see new opportunities coming for you. So, and as you see these new opportunities that are more exciting for you, that has to, are more in alignment to who you are, this old project you may see fall away. So it may be that you don't do this project, you know, later on, because you're going to be able to see what's more in alignment to you.
Ah, okay. Well, beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. You
Thank
are very
you.
Welcome.
Thank
Great job at listening to your intuition. Keep doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well. Many blessings. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. So we are at the top of the hour. I didn't realize how fast today went, but I will be going into more about the Clairs next week. So we're going to be hitting new Clairs next week, so be sure to tune in. But, you know, this month is truly about listening to our gifts, loving ourselves, and loving the gifts that we have, and to understand that we're meant to use these gifts that we are given, that everyone has, to make an impact in this world. And making an impact in this world doesn't have to mean, you know, reaching everyone in this world, but being able to reach out to those within our communities, with our families, and, you know, all of those that we're meant to reach. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to recognize what it is your gifts are. Call on the angels, and they'll be able to help you. Archangel Raphael is awesome when it comes to that, as well as Archangel Uriel. And then Archangel Shamuel to help you to see that power that you have within. And so I want to encourage you to do that, and I want to encourage you to really truly understand that we all have it within us to do those things that we're meant to do. And so if you are tuning in and you see the simulcast in the group and you'd like to share with me what it is that you're feeling, what it is that comes in when it comes to knowing about myself, please be sure to do that, and you could connect with me in the group, and you could write in the comments what it is that you feel, and I would be happy to go back in and, you know, speak to you. And so be sure to join us there. But, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me today. It was a lot of fun. I love taking your calls and being able to help you with your guests and with what it is that's coming in for you. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And as always, you know, truly love yourselves this week and truly love who you are and your gifts. And also don't forget to take action on those things that you're meant to do. So the divine is showing you, the angels are showing you what it is that you're meant to do this week, what it is that you're meant to do in order to take action on what it is that's coming in for your next steps, and to really help you to manifest those things that you truly want in your life. And so, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me, for those who will be listening in later on, and be sure to tune in next week to learn more about our gifts that we have, and to, you know, if you'd like to receive guidance or if you'd like to share about the energy, I will be here. So it'll be a live, you know, you'll be able to call in live. So sending you all lots of love and light, and have a wonderful week. So talk to you next week.